Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to a special episode of Character Creation Cast, everyone. This one might be familiar to some of our patrons, as it is the episode where Amelia interviews her kids and creates characters with them for the game No Thank You Evil. Life has been extra hectic for us lately, and with Amelia in the tail end of moving, we have not had a single chance to sit down with one another and record a Character Evolution Cast episode. And since we would love to give you, our listeners, the best quality content that we can, we decided it was better to release something super cute than to try to throw together something relatively subpar while working through the stressors of life. For now, here are a few announcements that we wanted to get out there this week before we get to the show. First up, Gen Con is right around the corner in a couple months. Don't worry too much. And we have a few events posted right now that we'll be participating in. The most obvious one is the Character Creation Cast panel, where Amelia and I will be sitting down with James D'Amato in order to flesh out some more characters that we've made on this podcast. Last time we did this, we really brought to life Dirge Stranglethorn, as well as Amelia's character's horse nightmare problem. So we're hoping to shine the light on some more characters and have a lot of fun along the way. Another event that Amelia and I are both participating in is Quizdom Mastery, hosted by the System Mastery folks. This will be a really fun quiz show where teams of two are pitted against one another. I don't know the exact team configurations right now, but I believe I'll be teaming up with Victoria Rogers, the DM of the Broadswords, so it'll be super interesting at the very least. Two other events that we have posted currently are already sold out. Amelia's game of L5R titled Brewing Strife sold out day one. This is her first public GMing session, so it's no wonder people jumped at it so fast. And the other event is world building through character creation, where I'll be sitting down with Aaron Catano-Sayez from All My Fantasy Children to discuss this topic together, and I am really excited for it. I also have two more events that have been submitted but have not been reviewed yet. Both of these are going to be 4-hour games of Chimera, the game that I'm developing with Amaraz, where we will be blending two or three genres together, creating the world together, and then creating some really unique characters before diving into a fully improvised one-shot adventure. Tentatively, these should run on Friday and Sunday at 9 a.m. local time and go until 1 p.m. We'll make sure to announce those as soon as they are posted, but for now, just keep an eye out. Links to all of these events will be in the show notes, as well as the Twitter thread pinned to our profile, which also has links to all of these events. We can't wait to see you there at Gen Con, so definitely sign up and come say hi to us after the events. Or if you just see us wandering around, as long as we don't look incredibly rushed, at least. And I think this is long enough for a cold open. for those who didn't listen to this before, and to those who want to listen to it another time, please enjoy this incredibly adorable episode featuring Amelia and her children. Barring anything extraordinary, we should be back next week with some brand new content, so thanks for sticking with us. Enjoy the show.
A very special bonus episode of Character Creation Cast. I am Amelia, and today, instead of my regular co-host, I am joined by two of my favorite people in the world. Let's start with one of them. Nathan, can you tell us what grade you're in and your favorite superhero?
I'm in second grade, and I like Spider-Man.
Ooh, Spider-Man's a good choice. Why do you like Spider-Man? What's your favorite thing about him?
Spider-Man shoots webs.
He shoots webs.
And can climb.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, my other special guest today is Eleanor. Eleanor, what grade are you in, and who is your favorite superhero?
I'm in kindergarten, and my favorite superhero is Batman and Batgirl.
Ooh, also good choices. Why do you like Batman and Batgirl?
Because...
Because they're super cool. They do punching.
I like batarangs.
Batarangs? Batarangs are cool. I love all the cool technology that Batman has. I feel like he's got all the cool gadgets. And Batgirl's super smart. She's, like, really good at computers and stuff.
Batgirl's the one that has, like all the weapons.
Yeah.
And a zillion books.
A zillion books. Yeah, she's, like I said, super smart. All right, so today, as you can tell, I am joined by my children, and we are going to create characters for a game that we love at our house called No Thank You Evil. It's by Monte Cook Games, and it is designed especially for kids using a modified version of the Cypher system, which you're all familiar with, probably from things like Numenera, which is an awesome game, but this one is especially for kids, so it kind of narrows it down a little bit. You use a D6 instead of a D20, but it still uses the same, like, noun-verb kind of description for things. So, I think usually where we start is to talk about some words that people might need to know to play this game.
Yep.
Yep. You said, have you listened to a lot of episodes of Character Creation Cast? Are you a big fan of the show?
I like it.
Okay. So, Nate, why don't you tell me, what is a character?
A character is who you're playing as. You're not playing something that happened to you for real, but you're making up the story.
Okay. And Eleanor, why don't you tell me...
It's an imaginary game.
It is an imaginary game. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like playing imaginary games?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part about that?
That you can get to make up the story yourself instead of just, like, reading it from a book.
It's cool when you get to make up your own story, right?
Yeah.
Eleanor, what is your favorite kind of thing to do in a game like this? Like, what kind of stuff do you like to do?
Mostly just, like, enjoy the game and not cheat.
You like to enjoy the game and not cheat. Those are good rules for role-playing. I like that. Eleanor, I want you to guess, because I'm not sure if you know. Maybe you do. Do you know what a companion is? No? You're shaking your head, but you gotta talk because people can't see you.
No.
No? Nate?
Like, a sidekick.
A sidekick. Yep. Pretty much. So they're there to help you. This game also uses traits, which are basically your... I don't want to say skills, because those are kind of separate, but... They are your character's qualities, let's say. So in this game, they're tough, fast, smart, and awesome. So tough is how strong you are.
And fun and treats.
Well, yeah, we'll get to those. So tough is how strong you are. Fast is your speed, your agility, anything that uses kind of those kind of physical traits. smart is obviously your brains, but it also is like your charisma and that kind of stuff. And then awesome is a really cool thing that I like that you can only use for helping someone else. It's the entire point of awesome. So you can spend those awesome points to help somebody succeed on their role. Every character also has a knack, which is a special skill that you can do automatically. It's a cinch, which means that the target number for the roll is only one, which means you automatically succeed because you cannot get lower than a one on a die.
Well, some dies have zero, but...
Yeah, but those are like D10s, and really that represents the tens place on 100. So really, even though they have zeros on them, it doesn't mean zero. It's my fun fact for the day. And then, yes, you also have treats that you can feed to your companion because your companion is what has your ciphers in this game. And you gain treats by doing cool stuff and exploring the world. And then you feed the treats to your companion.
To give them an extra skill.
To give them a new cipher. Yep. So we're going to start by picking our kind of like our general idea of what we want our characters to be and fill in our descriptive terms. No Thank You Evil has three different levels of character creation. They have one that is my character blank, their name, is a noun. They have one that is my character is a blank blank. So that's a noun and an adjective. And then we have my character is a blank blank who blank, which is a noun, adjective, and verb. So Nate is going to do the higher level with the noun, adjective, and verb. And Eleanor is going to do the noun and adjective, just to show you guys.
I have one question.
Yes.
What is a verb?
A verb is an action word, so it's a thing that you do.
Okay, I get that.
All right. So this book gives a couple options for different sort of character archetypes, and then you can choose to modify that kind of however you want. Things sort of fit into certain categories, but you can kind of do whatever you want from there. So we're going to kind of look at the categories and see what we want to do. These are, if you buy the full game, you get cards that sort of have the character types on them and have their starting value trait pools and list their knacks and stuff. Otherwise, that's all in the book, which you can get as a PDF. So what are we thinking we kind of want to do? Do you have a general idea of what you want your character to be?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
A three-headed, smart, weird dragon. Fire-breathing dragon.
Oh my gosh. So let's see what kind of card might fit that. So you want somebody that's super smart, right? This card is creature, which I think is probably going to be what you want, because a dragon is a creature. Eleanor, what are you kind of thinking? Do you have an idea? Do you want to be superhero? Are you thinking you want to be... You could be a pirate. You could be an astronaut. You could be a spy.
Oh, I want to be an astronaut.
Did you change your mind? You want to be an astronaut? Yeah. Okay, so... No longer a three-headed dragon. Now we are an astronaut. Eleanor, what are you thinking?
I don't know.
You don't know? You can be a fighter, a superhero, creature. You could be a regular kid. A wizard. Or somebody who does magic. You could be a witch, too, if you wanted.
Actually.
A pirate? Ooh, a pirate's a good choice. Okay. So your noun is astronaut.
How do I spell astronaut?
It's on your card.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Eleanor. You are a pirate. Do you think you want to be pirate, or do you want to be like something kind of like a pirate? You could be a... So like Nate, too, you don't have to be an astronaut. You could be like an alien of some kind. So it's like anything that goes in space kind of falls in that category.
Well, I don't know how to write pirate because there's like so many words on here.
Yeah, I'll write it down for you. So you're a pirate? So you're actually going to write it on the second line because you have to be a something astronaut. Okay, so we have to pick, like, what kind of astronaut you want to be. Eleanor, what kind of pirate do you want to be? What's a good describing word for what kind of pirate you want to be?
A treasure
one. A treasure pirate? What does that mean to you? What does a treasure pirate look like?
I don't know.
No, you can make it up. You got to just describe it.
That has a lot of treasure on it.
So it has, like, a lot of treasure. Do you think they're covered in jewels? Does this treasure pirate have, like, tons of beautiful fancy rings and stuff? Yeah. What color rings is this treasure pirate wearing?
Like golden rings.
Golden rings? Do they have jewels on them? What color are the jewels?
Pink.
Pink jewels? Okay. So Eleanor is going to be a treasure pirate. Nate, what kind of astronaut are you going to be?
Mine's going to be a galaxy finder.
Ooh, a galaxy finder? Well, okay, maybe we should save that for your verb, though. So maybe we can say you can be a something astronaut who discovers galaxies. Ooh, a cool astronaut? All right. So Nate has written down cool. So do you think that that's a good verb then that you want? You wanted to use discovers?
Yeah, because I wrote down cool because the astronaut finds cool new galaxies.
They probably look really cool while they're doing it, too.
Yeah.
Eleanor?
They wear, like, rainbow boots.
Oh, that's so cool.
That lets them, like, step on the bit of air that there is.
Oh, okay, so they can just, like, step through space with their rainbow space boots. Eleanor, is your pirate, like, a space treasure pirate? Does your, pirate travel in a spaceship instead of, like, a regular ship? Because that would make sense why your characters are together. Because that's one thing that we like to talk about on Character Creation Cast, is we like to talk about how our characters became friends.
Yeah.
So you think maybe you're a space pirate?
That's a lot of what characters are about in this game.
Yeah. Being friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, Eleanor, can you tell me one thing that your character loves about Nate's character?
That they can step on the air in space.
You think that's what your character's favorite thing is?
The rainbow boots.
The rainbow boots. Why do you think your characters know each other? Why are you guys friends?
Because we're both in like space.
Yeah.
And we're kind of alike of each other.
You're kind of alike.
She drops a lot of her treasure because a lot of her treasure falls off her. So that's what I use to, like, hold me to the ground more. Because those jewels are really, really, really heavy.
Oh, okay. So you guys are kind of helping each other that way then. So, like, she drops treasure and you find it. And then you use it for a while to, like, hold you down onto a planet or something.
Yeah.
And then you bring the treasure back. And she's like, thanks, because I lost that. And so you guys kind of work together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool. So do you think that she lets you ride on her ship then? What should we name your ship?
The Astro Explorer. The Golden Explorer.
What do you think, Eleanor?
Good.
Do you have another name that you like? Or do you like Golden Explorer?
Golden Explorer.
Golden Explorer? Okay. So we're on a ship called the Golden Explorer with a cool astronaut who discovers new galaxies. And a treasure pirate. I love this story. This is going to be a really good story.
Oh, and I have one detail about the ship.
Okay.
The ship goes really, really, really fast.
Ooh, does it travel like faster than light speed? Like, does it go like hyperdrive, like the Millennium Falcon? Nice.
So that it's easier to get places.
Oh, that's very cool.
Because I travel really far.
Eleanor, can you tell me, what do you think your character's favorite room on this ship is?
There's, like, this treasure room.
We'll let her describe it. What do you think your character's favorite room on this ship is?
The treasure room.
The treasure room? What does the treasure room look like?
It has, like, treasure in it.
Yeah, but what is it, like, what else is in there?
Like, really special treasure that I found.
Is it just in piles, or do you think it's on, like, shelves and stuff, like, put away nicely?
Put away nicely.
Yeah. What color are the walls painted?
Pink.
Pink? Your pirate really loves pink, huh?
Pink with a bit of golden.
Ooh, a bit of golden mixed in there?
It's kind of like Scrooge McDuck's treasure bin thing.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that. Nathan, what is your character's favorite room on this ship?
My character's favorite room is the trader room.
Ooh, what's that?
Where I can trade in treasure for like new gear.
Oh, cool. There's like a whole store in there?
Yeah.
That's so neat. What kind of gear can you get in there?
You can get like upgraded rainbow boots and that stuff. You can even get a super jetpack.
A super jetpack? So what does that do? Like, why is it better than a regular jetpack?
Because a regular jetpack runs out of fuel really easily.
Oh, so this one can go for a longer time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it could go forever.
Oh, it could.
Yeah, that if you upgrade it 2 more levels, it'll go for infinity.
Oh, okay. Maybe you have discovered the technology to do that in one of your discovery trips. Okay, we also need to pick companions.
Yeah!
Yeah. So let me find our companion cards here.
I'm gonna have some robot thing.
Okay, so this one gives you, one of the options is robot dog, but it can be any kind of robot. This is just like the example that they give. So I'm gonna give you that one. And
I'll have a robo eagle.
A robo eagle? Oh my gosh, what color is it?
Basically, mostly everything on the ship has at least a bit of gold.
Oh.
So the beak and everything that's yellow on it is actually golden instead of yellow.
Okay.
And then the rest is pretty much like cleaned off rusted metal.
Okay.
Like the brown.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, so Eleanor, what are you thinking? They've got ghosts, they've got flying octopus, a dust bunny, a little brother or sister, the big bad wolf, a scary monster.
We could both have a robo.
A fiery dragon. Yep, you could both have robo dogs if you wanted. An awesome alien, a pretty pony, an invisible friend, a fast car.
A beautiful pony.
I know, you always pick pretty pony.
I know the name. It's Bob.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what she picks. Okay, so you are a treasure pirate. You have a pony. Is it a real pony, or is it like a robo pony? Is it like an alien pony?
A regular.
It's a regular pony?
I mean, that pony. A robo pony.
A robo pony? Okay.
The regular pony wouldn't last 1 second in space.
Well, you could put it in a space suit. Humans wouldn't last 1 second in space without all that technology.
Actually, can gallop in space.
Because it's a robo pony? What color is your robo pony?
Pink and golden.
Okay, so I imagine that this pony is gold, except for its mane. Its mane is like beautiful, sparkly pink hair. Like shiny.
No, like one part of it is like gold and one part of it is pink. And it has like a golden saddle and bridle.
Oh, very cool. Does it have like jewels in its mane?
Yeah.
Okay.
My character had an extra set of 2 extra sets of rainbow boots, so I gave them to the unicorn.
Oh, like maybe when you upgraded your other ones, you were like, here, you can have these ones?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I had enough for everybody on the ship.
Okay, so here's one of what I think is like the hardest parts of this game.
Okay.
Oh, well, of every game. Okay?
Okay, yay.
Naming your character.
Okay.
Eleanor, let's start with you. What do you think is your treasure pirate's name? What are you thinking?
Pretty.
You want something pretty? What do you think about the name Francesca?
Bad.
Bad?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the name Viviana? You like Viviana? Okay, so we have Viviana, who is a treasure pirate. Nate, does your character have a name?
Yes.
Okay, what's your character's name?
Space Dude.
Space Dude? He doesn't have a real name? Is, like, Space Dude his nickname and he has a real name, or is Space Dude what his parents named him?
Space Dude is his nickname.
Okay.
He prefers to go by Astro Guy. Astro.
So his parents named him Astro?
Yeah.
Okay. But he goes by Space Dude? Like, everybody sees him around the ship and they're like, hey, Space Dude, what's up? Do you have a name for your robo-eagle?
Yes.
Okay.
The name is Explorer.
Explorer? That's pretty cool. Eleanor, do you have a name for your robo-pony unicorn thing?
Jules.
Jules? Oh, I like that. So Jules is a pony.
Should I write Astro or Space Dude?
You can write both if you want. Okay. So Eleanor's being the pirate. Her knack is plunder, so it costs her 1 fast to use it, but it says you always seem to spot treasure, especially if it belongs to someone else. Anytime you want to open a locked chest or box, you automatically succeed. And what's your cipher on your pony? Oh no, we draw those from a deck. Never mind. Its treat is silver apples.
Ooh! What's my guess? Bone-shaped... Okay, so...
So you'll have to make one up for your eagle.
Worm-shaped batteries.
Worm-shaped batteries? Ooh, that's good.
Because it's what they eat. So instead of it being bone, because that's a dog.
Yeah.
Mine's an eagle, so that's what birds eat.
I think eagles actually eat small animals. I think they eat like little mice and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe it's mice batteries?
Yeah.
That's how it stays charged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would just fall back down to Earth.
Okay, and so then you also get one, like, weapon for fighting things.
Okay.
This is a thing that the book has a list of, my favorite of which is shark kite, but we can also make them up. Do you have an idea of what you would like a weapon to be?
Gravity marshmallow gun.
A gravity marshmallow gun?
So, in the range of it, it makes the person in the range, like, float up in the air.
Oh.
So that I can be frozen for a second so I get time to aim.
Oh, and then is, like, the marshmallow goopy and sticky so it, like, traps them?
Yeah. There's also this marshmallow infinite mode where I can just press it, and then it just starts shooting infinitely.
Wow.
It's really good for trapping enemies.
All right. Eleanor, what kind of weapon do you think your treasure pirate has?
A gun that shoots mushrooms and marshmallows stick together.
Marshmallows and mushrooms stuck together?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's supposed to be disgusting so the enemy runs away.
They're like, ew, don't shoot me with that mushroom gun. I hate mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are very silly.
Oh no!
Eleanor, tell me what your treasure pirate's outfit looks like.
It's a skirt, a rainbow skirt,
which acts as her rainbow boots.
Okay, well let her describe it.
And it has rainbow boots and like a rainbow sunglasses and a rainbow hat and like rainbow shoes.
Rainbow shoes, a rainbow skirt, a rainbow hat, rainbow sunglasses.
Everything's a rainbow.
What color is her? What color is your treasure pirate a girl? Okay. What color is her hair?
Brown.
Brown?
Like mine.
Yeah. Is it long or short?
Long.
Long. Does she like wear it in a braid or does she just leave it down?
She curls it and puts it in a braid.
Ooh, very cool.
Does she like? Use treasure to put it in a braid?
Just her normal hair.
Just her normal hair. Nate, what does your astronaut wear?
My astronaut wears an upgraded level 5 spacesuit.
What does that look like?
It has little dabs of golden all over it.
Ooh.
And it can absorb. The helmet vibrates whenever it's near a new galaxy.
Oh my gosh. It has like cool sensors and stuff in it?
Yeah. That's its specialty about level 5.
Oh, okay. What color is it? You said it's got gold. Is it like just straight gold or does it have like other colors underneath it?
It has like a little layer of a regular t-shirt under it.
Oh, okay. Like for when you're not out in space?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of t-shirt is it?
Just like a plain blue.
Okay. We've made our characters.
Yep.
They also usually have stats and stuff. We're not going to fill those in right now because we're not really playing this game. We're just describing things right now.
We're probably going to do that like over the weekend.
Yeah, I think over the weekend we're going to play out this story and see what happens. Yep. Because if we have a treasure pirate, Nate, we can finally play your muffin pirate game. Except space muffin pirates. You have been describing the story of a muffin pirate game where these pirates come and steal all the muffins. And we have to get them back.
From Muffoland.
From Muffoland. So we can finally play that out because now we have an actual pirate, a treasure pirate that can fight the Muffin Pirates. I'm pretty excited. What is your favorite thing about this game? What do you like about this game?
This game?
About No Thank You Evil.
I like that it's a game where if there are multiple players that you can work together. And sometimes if you do it good enough, it actually ends up with, like, something really, really cool.
Yeah. So you like telling a story and like helping people and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you like that about this game in particular, or do you just think that's a cool thing about role-playing games?
A good thing about this game.
Okay. What is your favorite thing about No Thank You Evil? Do you like making characters? Do you like picking stuff out?
Making characters.
Making characters is your favorite part? That's my favorite part, too. Like mother, like daughter. Okay, well, guys, I think that that concludes our episode. Mm-hmm. We have made some characters. Maybe this weekend we're going to play them.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us for this special bonus episode. I want to apologize for the sound quality, but we are all recording on one microphone. We are sitting on the bottom bunk of Eleanor's bed in our tiny family recording studio now. Nate, do you have a fun fact you want to tell people about yourself?
Whenever we want to play a board game or something like that, I really like to play this game.
Why do you like to play this one better than like a board game?
I like the imagination added into it. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, you're really good at describing stuff. You're really good at making stuff up. Eleanor, do you want to tell us one cool thing about you?
My favorite thing to eat is spaghetti.
I'm sorry, your favorite thing to eat is what?
Spaghetti. That concludes this episode.
Okay. All right, well, thank you everyone for joining us for this special episode, and we will be back soon with a regular episode of Character Creation Cast. All right, everybody say bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We gotta read some show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Character Creation Cast is hosted by the One Shot Podcast Network. If you enjoyed our show, visit oneshotpodcast.com, where you will find other great shows like Warda.
Warda is an original fantasy actual play podcast created by Ali Grauer and Drew Marzieski. It's one part Game of Thrones, two parts Downton Abbey, served on the rocks with a twist of Agatha Christie. Discover magic, mystery, and more than a little socio-political commentary along the way. The city holds thousands of stories. What will yours be?
Design Doc started as a podcast about designing a role-playing game. Over the years, it's turned into so much more. It's a show about the challenges of burnout, making money from creative projects, and what goes into bringing a game to life. Come along with Hannah and Evan in a living documentation of the game design process. One review described it as the audio equivalent of taking a hike with a good friend. You can search for Design Doc on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.